you have an issue in the southern part of your community with growing call volume, the anticipation certainly of increased development, and the need for increased capacity at your southernmost station. Hypothetically speaking, that could be accomplished by shifting from Greenfield 91, which had seven, or has seven currently, two positions that would essentially end up at Franklin 2. Now, why would Greenfield possibly go for that? And we have the chief and the mayor here. But hypothetically speaking, that's not as big a deal to Greenfield because there are no more municipal boundaries. So now the Greendale and the Hales Corner stations are able to provide greater coverage to Greenfield so that arguably it does not need the same level of staffing at Greenfield 91. The other thing we see here is that a battalion chief, right now there's one at Greenfield 91 and one at Franklin 1, the battalion chief would be shifted to the Greendale station, which is in the middle of the geographic area. So you would see that. The other big change here is that while we're still seeing four at Hales Corners in terms of the shift staffing number, the shift would be to a career level department. So the Hales Corner station would be staffed by career firefighters slash paramedics as opposed to paid on-premises firefighters who are not paramedics. And so that enhanced level of service would arguably benefit not only Hales Corners, but also part of Franklin and Greendale and Greenfield because of the ability to have that higher level of service at the Hales Corners station. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, but what would this cost? The biggest cost here would be this transformation from having the Hales Corners station become a fully career staffed station. And so what we're showing you on this slide is our rough estimate of what that added expense would be, about $1 million. So where we get into trouble here is, so if we simply show you what's the cost of a consolidated department, it's going to be this $1.052 million, minus the $239,000 in savings on the admin and command side. And so you're going to say, well, why in the world would we want to consolidate? That's an added cost of $844,000. But again, that's the cost not of consolidating, it's the cost of consolidating while boosting this level of service at the Hales Corner station. And a key question there, of course, is that something that at some point in time is going to need to happen anyway because of just certain issues and challenges that not only Hales Corners, but we are conducting several other studies in southeast Wisconsin and actually in Jefferson County as well. I can tell you that every department that we have been dealing with that has a part-time paid-on-call reliance is having struggles in this labor market maintaining the staff capacity that they need. So, again, can't speak to how soon that would need to happen, whether it would need to happen. When we think about the potential benefits of this, the transformation to, again, this full career staffing model in the entire zone would help not only Hales Corners, but arguably the neighboring communities. The shift in resources south addresses some of your immediate capacity issues, and arguably Greenfield is held harmless because the whole Zone D situation is going to function better. There'd be this unified structure for training, for EMS case management, for inspections, et cetera, that could generate both cost efficiencies and greater effectiveness. This notion of closest unit response and dynamic resource deployment would just happen. It would be one department, so it just happens. And substantial potential efficiencies in terms of managing shift staffing and time off. Having four individual departments, relatively small departments, trying to manage vacation, FMLA, et cetera, having to use overtime in many cases to do that, having to call people in on a daily basis when somebody calls in sick. Those issues don't go away entirely in a larger department, but with seven stations, with resources at seven stations to deal with, you're much better able to manage that without having to use overtime. And so there's the potential for some savings there. Finally, we haven't talked about apparatus, but there's also potential, and I'll show you a slide in a second, to in a consolidated department because of the need where you no longer have each of the communities needing backup vehicles in some cases, and just the ability to more strategically deploy your vehicles, there's an opportunity for some long-term apparatus savings as well. Cost. So again, I told you that there's, I think I misspoke and said 844, about an $814,000 added cost. We just came up with one, again, underscore hypothetical way to look at this. So when we look at it, we try to say, well, what's the potential win-win for each of the communities here? For Franklin, again, the potential win here is to address some of your capacity issues at your southernmost station in a way that hypothetically could be less costly than if you wanted to do that yourself. And again, we don't know how soon and whether you want to do that yourself, but let's say you did. But you clearly get a benefit from this in that respect. Hales Corners clearly gets an operational benefit from now having a full-time career level of staffing at its station. So what if we said that that added annual cost would be split equally between Franklin and Hales Corners, the two of the four that clearly get greater service level capacity? We leave Greenfield and Greendale paying the same amount they're paying today. They hypothetically get some of the benefits we've talked about being part of a consolidated department. And again, Franklin and Hales Corners get the benefits we've described. So if that cost were to be split equally, it would be $407,000 for each of you. Again, this is purely hypothetical. And just to compare it, we did a little back of the envelope. We said, what would it take if you wanted to add two full-time shifts to your southernmost station, and you'd actually need more than six FTEs because you'd need to accommodate FMLA, et cetera. We estimate that your cost, if you wanted to do that, would be about $824,000 as compared to the 407. And we showed you before, if Hales Corners ever felt that it had to make the investment in a full-time career staffing model, we estimate that would be about $1 million extra. Their cost would be lower. So this just shows you, again, hypothetically, where there could be a potential win-win. Finally, in terms of the apparatus, we estimate that potentially there could be a need for a reduction of five total vehicles. And in terms of vehicle replacement savings, over a multi-year period, that could amount to $2 to $3 million per year for the region as a whole. Not clear how that would be allocated among the four communities. Finally, I just want to leave you with the fact that because it was the two mayors who approached us with an interest in doing this study and in wanting to look not only at opportunities for the zone as a whole to work more closely together, but just for your two communities, Franklin and Greenfield, to work more closely together, we took a look at what options might exist just for the two of you. So one of those that we looked at was the potential to share your battalion chiefs. That could be either sharing just among the two of you, the specialized battalion chiefs that have been put in place in Greenfield, or potentially the full complement, including the on-duty battalion chiefs, where they are essentially just shared, and potentially sharing Greenfield's EMS case manager and fire prevention positions. And so sort of having that whole structure be a joint structure. Potentially, we understand that you have looked at the potential need in the future to add a deputy chief position. Doing this could spare you from having to do that, and the other potential benefits could be enhanced cohesion and cooperation between the two departments. Before I get to that, one other thing that I know that Chief Remington has concerns about it, but if you wanted to consider the prospect of having only one battalion chief on duty at any given time to serve both communities, Again, I don't know that anyone would argue that that would be optimal, but what would the possibility be of doing that? And then if you were splitting one battalion chief, on-duty battalion chief, instead of having each of you having one, there'd be a savings for each of you of a half a battalion chief, which hypothetically speaking could allow, could pay some of the cost of your adding a shift at your southernmost station. It's noted in the report. I didn't even put it on the slide, but I just wanted to note it for you as something else that, hypothetically speaking, could be looked at. The other thing we looked at is, would it make any sense to have the two of you just consolidate your departments? We did design a command and administrative structure that would produce in excess of $200,000 in savings. You'd only need one chief, for example. But really, without Greendale and Hales Corners, because they are located geographically between the two of you, there isn't as much potential, obviously, to get any of the other savings that hypothetically could be derived from having a consolidated department. Finally, last slide in conclusion. Overall, again, we do see potential by working even more collaboratively, and that's not to dismiss the collaboration that's already going on, that you might be able to address some of these mutual individual challenges more effectively than if you tried to do so on your own. We've talked about how each of the departments and the communities could benefit from sharing these Greenfield specialized officers and potentially from a more formal structure for the other battalion chiefs. We talked about the possibilities for closest unit and dynamic resource deployment. We talked about the potential benefits of full consolidation. Bottom line, again, moving forward on these options may not be fiscally appealing now. The pressure for you to add staff at your southernmost station may not be there now sufficiently to justify the added cost. The question is whether going forward, for all of you, these challenges that you face are going to be more pressing, and whether these are opportunities that you may want to look to then, or whether you might actually want to start progressing toward right now. So,
Rob, when you mentioned shift, are you speaking of three firefighters for one position, or some other multiple?
Essentially, so if you were to add, so if your full-time shift staffing at your southernmost station would be four, it would be adding two positions, but you would essentially need three FTEs for each of those two. Am I saying that correct?
Yes.
So you're saying six.
So six. So to add, to have two on.
We just need to be clear about that, because we have this conversation and everybody's eyes glaze over.
Yeah, I would just like to add that those cost figures to increase to that level do not take into account the ability to renegotiate bargaining agreements and our staffing policies that allow a certain number of people off. Between the three full-time departments, Greendale, Greenfield, and Franklin, per our bargaining agreements and our policies, we allow 10 people off collectively between us. If we renegotiate those and adjust those policies to a more reasonable number, five, six people off, that puts four or five bodies back on those shifts at no cost.
Okay, I'm going to do a comment. And then
just one quick point of clarification. I've got a lot more to say, but I'll let others speak first, and then I'll come back. But Rob, you mentioned here, and you kind of talked a little bit about up here, Greendale and Hales Corners might not be interested. But also in the report, you do have a line in here where if Greenfield and Franklin become serious about this and start moving forward and they can see which way the tide is going, they might see the light and join in as well.
So first of all, glad to see you read the report so carefully, because that was a sentence that was very deliberately put there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and so for us, we don't get into the politics, but yes, while I could say to you that by the two of you consolidating, you're not going to get some of these other natural benefits, as a means of pushing the region forward, clearly there could be a benefit of doing that.
Thank you.
When we asked them to look at this, the timing seemed right. There were vacancies coming up in chief positions. There was a current vacancy at Hales Corners in the chief position. We have vacancies in assistant chief. So it seemed like if it was ever going to happen, this was the time to make it happen. Those two other departments have moved forward with filling their vacant chief positions, and both have done so at this time. So the resistance to it has somewhat already played out.
Just one follow-up on that. Sorry. Part of what I was going to say anyway. And I appreciate that, Chief Remington. I fully understand that. But this is a long-term issue, and you're not going to be here forever.
Right.
Chief Cohen's not going to be here forever. We can keep people in positions now. We can plan a structure that keeps them there, but a structure that 5 or 10 years from now restructures, and we see the savings then. And the other key is, it's not the savings issue. One of your first slides up there, it's not the savings issue. If we're looking just to save money, yeah, it's going to be there, but that's not why we're looking at this. We're looking at this to improve service, keep our service at least as good as it is now, because we have a very high quality level service. But if we can improve it in some ways, and we talked a little bit about those, and there are many other ways. And the thing to keep in mind, too, is in today's fire service, it's not the fire departments that are resistant to consolidation. We could put the two chiefs in a room, and they'd be consolidated by Monday morning. If we gave them that directive, they would have a plan to do it. It's the elected bodies. And so I challenge Chief Olson and Chief Knightsky. I mean, you guys have had the insight to go forward with this so far. Let's keep the momentum going here, and let's see what Chief Remington wants to do with this.
Well, thanks for the lead-in, because that was what I was about to say.
I know.
Mayor Knightsky and I stood outside his library, and we both shook hands and said, we're in. We're doing this, to the extent, of course, that we're legally able. But our attitude is, whatever our chiefs can bring to us that makes sense that we can do right now, we're going to do. Again, within the authority that you guys give to us. What Chief Remington and I are looking for is for continued support from this council for activities that we may bring forward to you for approval. The chiefs are doing things right now, don't need anybody's approval. If all of our ambulances are out, Chief Cohn sends one down, parks it in our station. It's nobody's business. It's here, it's doing it. It doesn't cost anybody anything. Similarly, we send an ambulance up to 91 or 92. That's because they're getting along and they understand their business. So we're going to look to you folks to continue giving us guidance and permission to keep moving forward. Because the reality is, long term, we can't afford to keep this up. Because we can't tax our way into maintaining the service that we have. State won't let us, and the costs are just too high. We've got too much land to cover, and pretty soon we'll have too many people to cover with the amount of resources that we'll be able to put forward. So we need help. Greenfield's got a similar situation, but different. Greendale and Hales Corners, I should make note that I did invite both President Birmingham and Village Manager Michaels and Village President Besson to the meeting tonight. Mayor Knightsky and Chief Cohn are here. So, thank you. We'll take one off the table. Hills Corners has a meeting tonight. So anyway, so that's basically, I'm looking for you folks to keep giving us guidance and permission. Alderman Mayor.
I'm still not done yet, but I just want to throw one more comment
out
here.
You got the floor, man.
At this point in time, first of all, Rob, very nice report. As always, your reports are very, very thorough and very good. I just don't want to see this like so many reports, so many studies that come back, and we move to place on file, and it's never seen or heard from again. I think this is a valuable report. I think it's only the tip of the iceberg at this point, and some of these things, as Rob did indicate, are already happening kind of at a piecemeal level in the county. Personally, I'd like to see the entire county consolidated one thing, but that would be up to you guys at the ICC to somebody to champion that if you felt it was necessary, and then do one study for the entire county, one fire department. We would all benefit from that.
I think an important side to that is, just because it's a county-wide fire department doesn't mean it would be run by the county. It would be run by a board.
Right. Exactly. And we talk about the finances and equal here and equal there, and this one's paying more. That could all be worked out. And the numbers of battalion chiefs and the training officers and EMS, that could all be worked out at that level. If we don't get involved, it won't get confusing. They can handle that, and it would get worked out. And I think a county system is the way to go. and I think it's going to have to happen sooner or later. But whatever Chief Remington wants to do with this, and I guess I would put it to him, unless you have a different plans, where does he want to go with this? What is his recommendation with this? And Mayor Nightsky and Mayor Olson, if you guys can take it to the ICC and talk to your chiefs and see what they recommend for you to do, because I know there'd be chiefs on the east side that would be in favor of it. The more consolidation is better service. Saving money, yes, but better service.
I think what Rob said about if you had a blank slate and this was the station locations, would this still be what you would do? That could be extended to the entire fire department service as a whole. Is this the way you would set it up if you were to blow it up and start over from the beginning? And I don't think us each struggling to do the same things, the redundant tasks with redundant personnel, would be the way to do it. A bigger, more dynamic, more adaptive organization is going to be more efficient and it's going to be better service.
Absolutely, and I think just about every chief in the county would agree with you, and it's up to their electeds to take something forward.
Just dovetail on that, Alderman. I appreciate that. I'm not sure I want a county system, as you prefer.
Well, it's happening now as it is anyway. It's happening.
County-wide system would be great. I get that. The distinction is somewhat subtle, but I think most people in this room understand where I'm coming from.
Okay, I understand. Believe me, I agree with that.
I knew you would. 100%, yes. The support that the chiefs, Mayor Nightsky, and I need from you all is your support and the ability that, even though Mayor Nightsky and I are not the shrinking violets at ICC, but to have the force of saying that our common councils are fully behind us is an important thing to be able to say. So I leave that out. Alderman Barber.
Does the mayor have a comment?
I don't know if you want to hear me talking.
Well, we know about you. You can feel free if you'd like. Come on, grab Adam's mic.
Is it possible or no?
Yeah, grab the microphone. The chair allows you permission, but use the mic, please.
So about in 2012, they did a study. In 2012, the public policy did a forum did a study. And at that time, all four fire chiefs were retiring. And at that time, we were all feeling the pressures of things getting more expensive, right? And we are all looking at our budgets, and we're all looking at our spreadsheets, and we're looking at, you know, there's only so long that you can cut toilet paper, right? There's only so many times that you say, well, your Office Depot bill is $30 too high. The real cost for these organizations is the people. It is the people. So when you hire one for shift, right, that's three, and it's really five. Because the work rules as they are say that if two people or 10 people or whatever the number is off, you have to have somebody else that's being paid to cover that position. Just looking at that kind of situation and having a larger department makes sense because you're much more nimble with how you allocate your most expensive cost. The chief always tells me that, you know, buying a fire truck for $1 million is a lot of money, but it'll cost you $10 million to operate. Fire stations are expensive, there's no question about that. But fire stations are just buildings that over the course of time aren't that expensive. It's the people that are within them. Spend a lot, you know, I've always been sort of a favor of consolidation, doing it right. I've always been like Mayor Olson, I think. I'm very cautious of Milwaukee County because they have financial problems that are much worse than ours. I mean, significantly much worse than ours. When you read the studies about how big things should be to be managed, because that's what we're in. I mean, Mark, and I mean, that's what we do. Rob, when he worked at the county, you folks, you're here to manage things, right? The magic number seems to be 70 to 100,000 people to manage services where you have enough scale to provide a good level of service, but it's not too big that you can't manage it, and it kind of grows out of control. So like Milwaukee County consolidating department or regional departments, yeah, that might be good, but at some point it just gets so difficult to manage. The good thing is that despite disagreements sometimes over how much we should spend within our four communities, we all work really well together. We're really all kind of the same community. My fire chief, our fire chief, lives in Hales Corners. The former Hales Corners police chief lives in Greenfield. We're all part of the same community. It makes sense for me, and I got an email from Mayor Olson today about stuff going to the ICC, and we're going to start negotiating with the county again about the paramedic contract, and all 19 communities are going to be scurrying to get money, and you know, and who should get more, right? We're going to start, you know, negotiating about mutual shared agreements, and well, what if my fireman who's in the ambulance in your station slips and falls, and what happens if there's a work comp claim, and oh, we have to work out all these agreements? It's like, good God, that'll take us another 10 years, and we still won't be happy. Having, I think, you can call it a hyper-coordinated department if consolidation is too evil, right, because everybody's in local control. Just me being here, right? I have taxpayers too, right? They're not, so I'm paying more than all of you guys. We went through the stage of a referendum. There's an opioid crisis in Milwaukee County that's pretty significant. Instead of having firefighters providing the service at high overheads and emptying out our stations, we hired a case manager that goes around and tries to solve some of these problems in cooperation with our police department.